G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby, where we are investigating together who Jesus Christ was, who he is, and why he matters to you in the 21st century. Part 2, Jesus, Fully God. Today, we are looking very briefly at Jesus Christ being fully God. Humans were in need of salvation. They had fallen away from God. God had a salvation plan, though. God's salvation plan for humans involved triumphant victory over sin, death, and the grave. However, down through history, no person could be found who was eligible or capable enough in order for this salvation plan to be enacted. So God himself stepped into human history so that this victory over sin, death, and the grave could be achieved. That is what we celebrate at Christmas. This God-man would need to be fully human, so as to live every feature of humanity, including suffering and death. This God-man would also need to remain fully God, so as to be big enough and powerful enough to defeat sin, death, and the grave. A human being could only die for their own sins. However, God could die for the sins of all humanity of all time. Jesus Christ, the baby, remember, being sinless, was this God-man, consisting as he did of two complete natures, the God-nature and the human nature. Tomorrow we look at the human nature in more detail. Throughout the Bible, Jesus is acknowledged as God. His good friend and follower John expressly calls Jesus the Word, or God. Later on in John's life, he states that Jesus was truly God and that he was also eternal life. Jesus himself claimed equality with God when he forgave people their sins. The Jewish rulers reckoned this was a God alone thing and dependent on the involvement of the temple authorities. They therefore accused him, at least in their minds, of blasphemy against God. During the questioning, when Jesus was on trial for this supposed act of blasphemy, Jesus equated himself with being God. The Apostle John, Jesus' good friend, reports many times where Jesus used the ancient name of God, I Am, in reference to himself. On the Partakers website, we have a series dedicated to this. That Jesus is both human and divine is what makes Christianity unique amongst the religions of the world. Jesus didn't have a human father, but otherwise he would have been full of sin. No, God was his father, and he was born through his mother Mary. Wow. It's why Jesus' claims to be the only way to God are true, despite the bleatings of other religions. Of course, this is only a brief synopsis of what the Bible affirms about Jesus being fully God. Be encouraged to study this most exciting topic for yourself. There are other useful resources for you on this website, partakers.co.uk. Will you join me? We continue tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Come back to www.partakers.co.uk, where tomorrow we continue in this little series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby. See you later.